President Barack Obama and top members of his cabinet welcomed hundreds of leaders from Alaska Native and Native American tribes to Washington today. The president called the Tribal Nations Conference the largest and most widely attended gathering between the federal government and tribal leaders in history. Tlingit Elder Clarence Johnson delivered the invocation in the packed Interior Department auditorium right before President Obama took the stage.
Great Heavenly Father, Hashagenya, we are standing in front of you. Iada kutuwa'at, with gratitude, shtukada ti'in, that this President Barack Obama has invited us together.
The gathered leaders cheered and whooped when the president appeared. President Obama acknowledged America's past, broken promises, and violated treaties, and thanked the leaders for making a leap of faith and attending today's conference.
I want to be clear about this. Today's summit is not lip service. We're not going to go through the motions and pay tribute to one another and then furl up the flags and go our separate ways. Today's sessions are part of a lasting conversation that's crucial to our shared future.
The president said despite President Clinton's executive order establishing regular and meaningful consultation with tribes, that has not happened. So President Obama signed a presidential memorandum giving every cabinet agency 90 days to come up with a plan to implement and improve consultation.
So even though our experiences are different, I understand what it means to be on the outside looking in. I know what it means to feel ignored and forgotten, and what it means to struggle. So you will not be forgotten as long as I'm in this White House.
The president took comments from the audience, and the first to call out was an Alaskan who asked when he would come to the state. The president said he'd like to visit in the summer.